Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters with your host, Betty Jo Tucker, author of Confessions of a Movie Addict, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. This is Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are one, it's definitely the place for you. I'm Betty Jo Tucker, your host, and Nikki Starr, my fabulous producer, is also here to help with the show. So let's bring her in right now. How are you today, Nikki?
I'm doing great, Betty Jo. How are you?
I'm fine and very happy because we get to talk about some DVD releases that are favorites of mine for March and April. They, by the end of this month, you will have available The Water Horse, Legend of the Deep, which is already out, The Savages, which is coming out, and The Golden Compass, which is coming out, and you already have a movie DVD that you and I disagree on. It's The Mist.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we start with that one, Nikki?
Oh, yes. Shall. Go ahead and give your part, and then I will give mine.
I'll bet you will. Okay. I'll begin by explaining why I put The Mist on my list. And first of all, of course, it's based on a Stephen King story, so everyone expects it to be scary, and it definitely lives up to that expectation. Nikki, I didn't see this one on the big screen, only on DVD, and I'm kind of glad about that because I probably would have been scared half to death in a theater. Those horrific creatures that appear in the mist, you hear just the cries of the people that they consume, anyone who gets in their way. And what makes the suspense so excruciating to me is the way a group of people are trapped inside a community store and how some of them actually become more terrifying than the creatures in the mist. And now, I know that many horror movies fail because of bad acting by the humans, but in The Mist, I was really impressed with Thomas Jane. Now, I saw him before in Original Sin. I think that's the first movie that I did see Thomas Jane in, and I liked him. He had a supporting role to Be Still My Heart, Antonio Banderas, and Angelina Jolie. And then he did have a lead role in The Punisher, which I really liked him in that, too.
Yes,
so
I did,
think,
too.
Yeah, so I think he's a comer, but I think he really gives a very strong performance here in The Mist as a father trying to protect his young son, and then also who's trying to be the voice of reason while everything seems to be falling apart. And also, I believe Marcia Gay Harden was just superb in that role of the religious zealot who thinks that what's happening has been sent by God, you know, to punish sinners. So I certainly did feel that this was one of the better horror movies. Now it's your turn. Argue with me. Disagree with me.
Okay, well, I can't disagree with you on a couple of things because the acting was great. And
good.
The directing was awesome. They did such a good job at, in a short amount of time, building the characters and getting inside of your head of what would you do if you were put in that situation. Okay?
Yeah.
And some, you know, I don't want to give anything away, but there were several scenarios that played out. Some people would be strong. Some people would turn to the religion. Some people would turn to suicide, different things like that, which
Absolutely.
I thought was amazing. And if you read the book, it's an inner dialogue between several people, and they did a great job at bringing that onto the screen, okay?
Well, so you're not just totally against this particular movie.
Oh, no. No, not at all. The only reason, oh, my goodness. Okay. The reason that I'm against it is because it hurt my brain, okay? It was scary. I like scary, okay? I do, but it made me scream twice, big, okay?
Out loud?
Oh, yes, ma'am. At one of the parts, and I know you'll probably remember it, but you know, you can't really tell what's happening, and then all of a sudden, real fast in your face, it happens. Oh,
yeah, I know just what you mean.
Yes,
that
I knew
scary.
You would. Oh, I screamed big, but we talked about this on my show. I don't like the ending. It hurt my brain. It made me cry. I just could not wrap my head around the ending. And I'm a big fan of being able to believe in things that are unbelievable, but it was too much for me. You had already fallen in love with the little boy, and you'd already seen the bravery, and it was too much.
I have to agree with you about the ending of the movie, and again, I don't want to take too much away for the surprise away from the people, but I do think that there could have been a more satisfactory ending to this movie. But I was glad to hear you say that you thought it was very well adapted to the screen and very well directed, because the guy who did that was Frank Darabont, and he is so terrific. He's the one that did The Shawshank Redemption. He just I think, a marvelous filmmaker. And in doing some research about this film, I found out that he only agreed to direct this movie if the powers that be would not change the ending. He would not direct it unless they kept the ending in the script as he wrote it. I don't know whether that's the same ending in the Stephen King story or not, but good for Frank Darabont to kind of stick to his guns, although I probably wouldn't have done that. And then the other interesting thing about this is that he wanted the film to be released in black and white.
Really?
Yeah, instead of in color. If you get the DVD, the two-disc DVD, the black and white version is available. I haven't seen that one, but I can't imagine it being as good as the color version. Can you?
No, but I imagine that it would be like old classic horror, because it would make you feel, you know, like you were watching the time zone. What is it?
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone, right.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? It would be like that creepy, because it was creepy. I could just see the black and white might add a little.
Just kind of compare.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone in the chat has seen The Mist and wants to offer any comment or reaction to that movie.
That would be great. If you do, you know, the number to call in is 646-478-5668. I did like the movie, and I talked about it for 20 minutes after I saw it, because I told telling everybody not to see it. And, you know, I loved so much what you said to me. Oh, Nikki, it's only a movie.
Yes. But it sure made you forget for a while that it was only only a movie.
Totally.
But at any rate, that's definitely one. Nikki, I have to tell you, of course, that was released on DVD on March 25th. And originally, I was just going to have DVD treats from April, but I enjoyed your reactions to it so much that I had to put The Mist on our list. And we needed one horror movie anyway to talk about, so I think we picked a good one.
That is.
Well, moving right along to my second DVD pick, it's a wonderful fantasy film called The Water Horse, Legend of the Deep. And I did see this one on the big screen, Nikki, and it absolutely took my breath away. It looked amazing. But I think the DVD version is excellent also. You don't get quite the feel as, you know, when a fantasy film is on a small screen. But this is such a wonderful film about friendship and fantasy. I loved the little actor, the young actor who played the little boy in this. His name is Alex Etchell. I think that's how you pronounce it. and he just stole my heart. I had seen him before a couple of years ago in a film called Millions, and he was just as good in that. But anyway, I learned one thing. If I find a large, mysterious egg on the beach, I'm going to think twice before bringing it home.
No, you won't. You're going to be just like me and bring it home and hope it turns into something like that.
Exactly. But I love the way Alex played this little Angus McMorrow, who's just kind of a lonely little Scottish boy who finds and takes home that unusual egg and then becomes best friend to Crusoe. He names the creature Crusoe. It's a strange creature that hatches out of the egg. And Angus is lonely because he misses his father who went off to fight World War II. And the really funny part of the film is how this little boy tries to keep his new friend a secret from his mother, who's played by Emily Watson. He finally recruits his older sister and a new handyman. The handyman is played by Ben Chaplin, who's always just wonderful in the movies. But, of course, complications arise when Crusoe grows huge very quickly, so he becomes impossible to hide. And the safest place for him is, you guessed it, the beautiful local loch, which gives birth to the Loch Ness monster legend. But unfortunately, dangers soon lurk in the loch as a result of wartime efforts, and Angus feels compelled to risk his own life to save Crusoe. Now, this is where I have a little bit of a problem with the film, and that is in regards to tiny children viewing this film.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the screening that my husband and I attended, there was quite a bit of crying by these very young children.
Oh.
So I think maybe it might be a little bit too intense for them.
What's the rating?
Well, it's a PG.
Huh.
But on the other hand, if the child is 8 or above, most of these kids at the screening seem to love everything about this movie, and I know that because when I was out in the lobby, I asked as many of them as I could, and they all just said that they really, really enjoyed the film. So I would be careful about taking very young children.
Well, I cry at movies like that, too, so...
Well, and that's true. This is very
a bad thing, right?
Yeah, this is very poignant, and there are some scenes where the little boy is riding the fully grown monster and the army is shooting at him, and that's really hard to take. That part is definitely hard to take. But my, oh my, did they get everything right in terms of making you feel like you were in Scotland in 1942. Everything looked, the details, even though this was filmed in New Zealand, but it was just a well-done movie about the unbreakable bond between a boy and his incredible friend. It was kind of like a watery version of E.T., and you know how great that was. I think we have a caller.
I can't wait to see the movie. I'm
I
really
hope
excited.
You do see it. Shall we bring in, this is a 441.
Sure.
So let's see who's on the phone.
Can you get it, or do you want me to get it?
I can get it here. Hello, caller. You've reached Movie Addict headquarters with Nikki Starr and Betty Jo Tucker. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Who are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. Is this Luke?
Yeah, this is me, Luke.
Hi,
Luke. Oh, we're so glad you called in. Luke, you're calling from Scotland?
Yep.
Great. Well, what did you think about the water horse?
I've actually seen the water horse, but my friends have, and these have said it is absolutely brilliant. But I wanted to ask you a question, Betty Jo. Have you seen the film The Ring?
Which one?
The Ring.
The first
the ring,
one.
Right?
The Ring?
Mm-hmm.
R-I-N-G?
Yeah.
I have seen The Ring, and I feel about The Ring about the same way that Nikki feels about The Mist.
I must agree with you on that one. And also, have you seen this film with Tommy Lee Jones? It was made in 1994, called Cobb.
And spell that one for me.
COBB.
Caught.
Oh, no. Have you, Nikki?
I haven't seen it. Was it good, Luke?
It's quite a funny... It's the best film I've actually ever seen. It's quite a funny film. It's never heard of the baseball player Ty Cobb.
Oh, Cobb.
Oh, yes, Ty Cobb. Oh, yeah. Yes, Ty Cobb. Well, that was one of Tommy Lee Jones's great movies. I thought his performance in that was just, you hated him, but at the same time, he was really, really good. So, well, you know what, Luke? I'm so glad you called in, but I think we're going to, do you want to stay on the phone for a while?
No, that's okay. That's
okay.
Fine.
Thanks, Luke. Thanks so much for calling in. Oh, I'm so glad to hear from him. I was hoping he would call in and hope that he gets to see the Water Horse. I thought maybe the next film would be a little bit of different. It's not a fantasy film. It's not a horror movie. It's a movie strictly for grown-ups, and it's called The Savages. Have you seen The Savages?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Well, the title is deceiving, Nikki.
Okay.
It's that's the last name of the family in the film. And it deals with how two middle-aged siblings handle things when their estranged father needs extensive care. And, of course, that's the kind of thing that happens quite often. We may go to the movies for escapist entertainment, but once in a while a film entertains and enlightens us, and that's just what The Savages did for me. The performances in The Savages just can't be beat. It stars Laura Linney and Philip Seymour Hoffman as the middle-aged brother and sister. Philip Seymour Hoffman won the Independent Spirit Award for his performance in this, and of course Laura Linney was nominated for Best Actress for her performance in this. And what happens is the brother and sister haven't seen their father for many years, and they've been estranged from him because he really did not treat them very well when they were growing up. In fact, it's almost a case of child abuse. But when he starts going down into dementia, they get a call from Sun City, and they are told to bring him back with them. They take him back to Buffalo and put him in a nursing home. And the movie is all about how these two individuals become better persons because of the things that they have to do to help out their father. I just thought it was very poignant, very humorous, and you couldn't get two actors that would be more perfect in these roles. It really was sort of a crash course in human relations as you watch the two siblings get closer. And it just reminded me how lucky that I am to have a sister with a kind heart. Now, I'm going to tell a little personal story. When our mother couldn't stay alone anymore because of her terminal illness, my dear sister took her in and cared for her until the end. And putting Mom in a nursing home was never an option for her. But the film helped me understand that taking such an action doesn't necessarily mean the relatives are awful people. Sometimes it's the right thing to do, but you have to maintain contact then, and it becomes of utmost importance. So this is not a popcorn movie. It's really a movie that makes you want to be a better person and that starts you thinking. But I really do think it's one of the best DVDs that will be out this month. So, Nikki, you haven't seen that? Be sure to put that on your list.
Okay, I will.
I think we have another call here. Let me get this one. Hello, area code 607. You've reached Movie Attic headquarters with Nikki Starr and Betty Jo Tucker. How are you?
Hi, Betty Jo. It's Jazz again.
Oh, hi, Jazz. Thank you
hi,
for calling
Jazz.
In.
Oh, my goodness. I can't miss your show.
Oh,
I did see The Water Horse. I thought it was great. I did not see The Savages. I will put it on my list.
Yes.
What about The Mist?
No, I haven't. You told me to watch it, and I was kind of frightened, and I didn't yet.
I told you not to.
That's right. That's a no-no.
I know.
It's okay for a fan to say don't go see it, but for a movie critic to say don't go see it, that's a no-no. So,
he knows me. He knows I was just teasing.
Okay.
Well, I like a lot of horror films. I think Lionsgate does a lot of good stuff.
Yes, they do.
And that's really what they specialize in. So, my own pick, by the way, we're talking about best DVDs. It came out in 2006, but it didn't come out in DVD until later last year, and I mentioned it to Betty Jo once before, I will recommend to everybody, The Hawk is Dying with Paul Giamatti.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up because I haven't seen it yet. So,
oh, if you get a chance, I mean, he is absolutely fabulous in this film. Be prepared to cry a lot, whether you're a guy, a girl, or whatever. It is not a happy movie whatsoever, but it is so well done, and it is a character study about a guy who wants to be a hawk master, someone who keeps hawks and hunts with them, and did not understand the relationship between the human and the hawk, and it explores this relationship between his family and himself and him and the beast, and, oh, it was just spectacular.
That's a
fantastic film.
I love Paul Giamatti. I think that he's turned in some wonderful performances. I especially liked him in American Splendor, so I'm definitely putting that on my list, Jazz. Our next movie, is this one that you've seen, The Golden Compass?
Yes, I did. It was great.
You did see The Golden Compass. And how
about
my
wife talked me into that. That was fantastic.
How about you, Nikki?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Well, let me tell you just a little bit about it. It's Jazz, I don't know about you, but it still remains shrouded in mystery to me, much about it anyway, even though I'm recommending it and I think it's definitely worth seeing. But what remains a mystery to me is the part about the parallel universes and the power of dust. But I absolutely loved the movie Spunky Young Heroine and her outrageous efforts to save children kidnapped by what was the organization called? The Magisterium. I thought the movie was ambitious, very, very ambitious and difficult to follow, but it just had such mind-boggling special effects. In fact, this is the movie that won the Oscar for special effects last year. And I loved, the exciting fight between the giant bears in the snowy north. It has such a great look to it that it's a movie that I think anyone who likes spectacle or fantasy should be sure to see.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, this actress, this 12-year-old actress, Dakota Blue Richards, plays the main character, Lyra, and she's an orphan, and we first see her playing with her friends outside the grounds of the Jordan College, which is her current home, and she's just something special. She actually got this role over 10,000 girls who tried out for it. She reminds me of a young Kate Blanchett. She's so watchable, so genuine. No matter what's happening, you believe there's all this fantastic stuff happening around her, but you definitely believe in her. And I was disappointed, though, that Daniel Craig was only in a couple of scenes. He plays her uncle. There's a plot against him in the movie that she discovers. Then she has to kind of be in the middle of a battle between scientific thought and authoritarian control. She heads north to rescue some of her friends and missing children. And going along with her is a Texas airman played by the wonderful Sam Elliott, a beautiful flying witch, a huge white armored bear who's voiced magnificently by Ian McKellen, and then a strange group called the Egyptians. So she also takes with her, that's where the film gets its title, sort of a magical instrument called an alethiometer. It's a kind of a truth machine, but she has to figure out how to read the darn thing. And the forces standing in her way include a character played by Nicole Kidman. Marissa Colder is her name. And she's very interested in the compass. And she's also, Magisterium stands in Lyra's way. So she's got a lot that she's got to fight. And then there are all those little demons in Lyra's world. Everybody has a little animal soul. It's called a demon. Now it's spelled D-A-E-M-O-N, but it's spelled demon. And you've got the little characters. Then you've got the little animals that come out, but they change form. So you get all mixed up as to which demon belongs to which person. So that's a little bit iffy to me. But that might be one of the reasons for the special effects getting the award too. But it's just filled with so many incredible sights.
Can't wait.
Unusual flying machines, a child riding a giant white bear across snowy terrain. And then
I can't watch Kate Blanchett anymore without thinking about the Lord of the Rings for some reason.
I know. Wow, the way she looked in that. And then Sam Elliott's craggly face is a special effect
awesome.
Of its own. Nicole Kidman had the most eye-popping wardrobe I've ever seen on screen. So it's got enough going for it to overcome the faults that it's a little bit incoherent and that we really don't know what's happening all the time. We don't know where things are going. But there's supposed to be two more films. It's supposed to be a trilogy. This movie didn't do as well as they thought it would do, so I don't know whether we'll get to see the two sequels, but I certainly hope that we do, because I know I'm definitely hooked now. I want this heroine to succeed, and I want to understand a little bit more about what's going on at the end of this installment, so I'm hoping that we get to see it. But I definitely am recommending this for anyone who likes fantasy, spectacle, and special effects. I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Jazz.
Oh, I did. You know, and I know we're going to run out of time very soon. Can I sneak in one quick question for you, Betty Jo?
Because sure, please do.
I turn to you for new things that come out. Have you gotten a chance, because it has raised so much controversy everywhere recently, have you gotten a chance to watch Expelled yet with Ben Stein?
No, I haven't. So many movies, so little time. And I concentrate pretty much on the fictional on the fictional movies rather than the religious documentaries. But isn't that what it is?
That's my understanding. It did not open in my area. I'm in a very backwater area. They aren't premiering it, but I've heard so much about it. But I was curious, if you do get to see it, I'd like to see your review.
I will probably see it when it comes out on DVD. Who knows? It might be on my list of DVD picks in a show in the future.
There you go.
So, well, it's just been so much fun, Nikki, talking about DVDs. We don't get a chance to do this very often, but I think we'll make it a regular.
I hope so.
Yes, a regular feature. And if you have any that you would like to recommend, be sure to let us know. I cannot believe that the half hour is almost up.
You have
to
extend the show to at least 45 minutes, ladies, please. Too short of a time.
Well, I've had a lot of requests to do that, so I will certainly take it under consideration. But thank you, Jazz, for calling in. Thank you, Luke, for calling in. Thank you, Nikki, for being so candid and excited about your reactions to The Mist. I'm so glad to have you as my producer, and Jazz, to get the nice compliment about turning to the show to get information about movies. This is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout-out to the folks at Blog Talk Radio for all their support in connection with this show. Special thanks to Nikki Starr, my producer extraordinaire, for everything she does to make Movie Attic Headquarters happen, and to everyone who listened to the show live or in the archives or called in or participated in the chat. Please come back next time when we have the editor and founder of British Film Magazine, who will bring us up to date on what's happening in cinema across the pond. And the following week, we will have the very knowledgeable Miles Kruger, who heads up the American Musical Institute, to discuss my favorite topic, Hollywood musicals. And remember, dear listeners, don't let your life become like a horror movie. Protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, by going to lifelock.com, that's L-I-F-E, lifelock.com, and learning about the important services offered there. You'll receive a 10% discount if you sign up using our special code, which is Real Talk, that's R-E-E-L, Real Talk, and it's all one word. Also, don't forget to check out our movie reviews at realtalkreviews.com. That's R-E-E-L, realtalkreviews.com. Now, to close the show, here's the multi-talented A.J. Daniels with a song Nikki and I dedicate to all our loyal Blog Talk Radio listeners.
much I love you, then you'd be forced to love me too. If you knew how much I adore you, you'd stay with me and be true.